information and support. New exercise classes for people with PSP and CBD. People living with PSP and CBD can now access specialist exercise classes delivered by NeuroHeroes. We spoke to Laura Douglas, physiotherapist and co-founder of NeuroHeroes. Here, Laura explains why exercise is so important for people with conditions like PSP and CBD. We always say exercise is medicine for people with neurological conditions. We know exercise helps with mobility, balance, strength, and fitness. For people living with PSP and CBD, it provides a very practical way people can take action to retain their physical function. Exercising can mean the difference between struggling to leave home or being able to continue to visit your grandchildren at your daughter's house. And it could mean that you can continue to live as independently as possible. As a physiotherapist supporting people with neurological conditions, I know we can make a big difference to people's daily lives. As well as supporting physical health, exercise can also have a protective impact on the brain. Many studies have indicated that the parts of the brain that control thinking and memory are larger in volume in people who exercise than in people who don't. And studies in Parkinson's patients have shown that higher intensity exercise slowed the progression of the disease. In May, we launched a new program with PSPA to offer online classes to small groups of people with PSP and CBD. All instructors are neurophysiotherapists with knowledge of PSP and CBD. Because the groups are small, instructors are able to give direct feedback and advice to people. The classes have been designed to provide maximum benefit to people living with PSP and CBD in their day-to-day movement. We focus on different daily tasks, such as getting dressed, getting out of the car, and moving from a sitting to standing position. With every task, we look at the movements needed to perform that activity, and we'll do exercises that will support it. This enables people to maintain function even as their disease progresses. We know people with PSP find leaning forward difficult, so during the classes we advise on ways to move forward with confidence, and we practice repetitively so people get more efficient and happier with those movements. Through the sessions, we provide a lot of tools and tips of small changes that can make a big difference in movements. People do an 8-week block with a 1-hour session every week. During this time, the physiotherapist will get to know their challenges and how they are moving. Every session is different, and we like to keep people challenged in different ways, working on strength, fitness, coordination, and balance in the chair or in standing for those who can. These sessions are about removing as many barriers as possible to exercise. People don't need to travel, they can do it from the comfort of their own chair, and they are secure in that the course has been designed around them, their condition, and their needs. They also know there is an expert guiding them and giving advice. We make sure the exercises are manageable, while at the same time ensuring that they do push people in order to build up fitness and strength. Joining PSPA's exercise sessions has been good fun and has given me a new range of exercises to do. Previously, I'd been part of a Parkinson's exercise class, but much of what they did was not appropriate for me. The NeuroHeroes exercises are much more tailored to my condition. The feedback was also helpful, as the instructor could see what we were doing and help us individually with the things we were finding difficult. Hugh, my husband, made notes during the class, and we now repeat what we do in class most days, which has been helpful in improving the range of things I can do. We even took our tablet on holiday so we could join the class from Wales. Beth Shepherd-Welwyn, living with CBD. Our online exercise sessions are free for anyone who joins PSPA. If you're interested in joining in an exercise class, please visit www.pspassociation.org.uk/PSPA-online-exercise-sessions. Thank you to our helpline volunteers. To celebrate 10 years of our evening helpline, we held an online event to thank volunteers for everything they do. Some of the volunteers at the event have been volunteering for PSPA since the helpline was established 10 years ago, like Caroline Jeffrey-Shaw, a speech and language therapist. Caroline Jeffrey-Shaw said, "As a speech and language therapist, I felt I had something to offer. I'm also a good listener and very used to signposting people to sources of support. The flexibility has been a big factor in enabling me to continue my volunteering alongside my busy day job. I've seen the charity grow in the last 10 years, but it has managed to retain its personal touch. All my interactions with PSPA make me feel so very valued as a volunteer. Volunteering for PSPA has enriched my life." Catherine Timmons was at the event and is also one of charity's first helpline volunteers. Catherine started volunteering after her husband George's death from PSP. Catherine said, "The helpline appealed to me because I could volunteer from home and the commitment didn't feel like a burden. There are some people who simply wish to talk while others want practical help. I know George would be pleased that I'm doing this. Volunteering is a big part of my life. I like to get to the end of the day and feel like I've been useful."